Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Right now, there is only one candidate who is planning on challenging Rosenberg for re-election. That's Democrat Chelsea Klein, who joins us this morning. Good morning, Chelsea, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So let me ask, what was your reaction to Senator Rosenberg's decision to resign? Was it the right move from your point of view?
Well, I guess I would say that I'm still processing. He's done a lot of really great things for Western Massachusetts, and there was a lot of awful things in that report. I do think that Western Mass voters really understand the complexity here, but he's left an incredible legacy, but he also made some serious mistakes. And I don't think that one really washes away the other.
You know, from the way we read it here, it seems like there's a lot of regret among constituents in the Senate district over what happened to Stan Rosenberg. Regret that he's leaving after serving voters there for over three decades. Regret that he got caught up in the controversy and the scandal. How do you read that?
Well, I would say that I'm running for the same reasons that I was running for to begin with. I want to be a voice for marginalized people and for local businesses and for working families in Western Massachusetts. So my reasons for running haven't changed.
But I have to ask, are you worried at all about any possible voter backlash against you? Not that you had anything to do with the issues that became problematic for Rosenberg, but that you became a candidate while he was facing these troubles. In some quarters, couldn't that be interpreted as kicking him while he's down?
I don't see it that way at all. In fact, he and I met a couple weeks ago, and we had a drink together, and we laughed because we agreed on all the issues, and we realized that our debates would be relatively boring. So I really see myself as working to continue his legacy and continue to do good things for Western Massachusetts, and I will be demanding more from Beacon Hill for Western Mass.
What's your message to voters in the wake of all this?
My message to voters is that I am excited to work with them. I'm excited to hear what they're interested in. I'll be actually starting a listening tour relatively soon, so I want to be spending time with people, and I want to be hearing what they're excited about and what they're interested in and what they need.
Let me ask you one more question. The mayor of Northampton, David Narkowitz, is asking state officials to give two more weeks to allow more candidates to file papers to run for Rosenberg's seat. Right now, you're the only candidate, Democrat or Republican, and the filing deadline passed on Tuesday of this week. Do you agree with that move or not?
My understanding is that the legislator has already said that it's not going to create an exception in the elections law. But I will say that anyone who's thinking of running, I mean, the water is fine. But as a higher ed leader, as an activist, as someone who is really interested in addressing inequality and injustice and working to rebuild the social safety net, I'm really excited to be working for the voters and the constituents in Western Massachusetts.
So if there is another candidate who gets in, or if there are candidates who get in, the more the merrier?
Absolutely. I love democracy.
Democrat Chelsea Klein, Senate candidate in the Amherst-Northampton area, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.